Okay, people, pay attention.
Now it's time for me to get out of here and do my day job, White House correspondent.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
No.
It's April Ryan.
April Ryan is the White House correspondent and Washington bureau chief for the American Urban Radio Network. She sits in for Roland Martin. Roland, weekday mornings at 9, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Today, Roland is on vacation. He's somewhere trying to
suntan that neck, Sybil.
Wow.
Got his hair way back.
Like an ISIS hostage or something. Why are you tan like that? And from
you picturing that, April, get that at your mind, April.
They've already put it in there, April.
I know we got something serious to talk about, April. Go on, get your laugh out.
I have nothing to say. Rolling out
and now, here's April Ryan.
Good morning, everyone. Well, remember the Bring Back Our Girls campaign? Even First Lady Michelle Obama lent her voice to the campaign to bring back the 270 missing Nigerian schoolgirls. Where there are reports this morning that a deal is far from firm right now, as more talks are expected this week between the Nigerian government and the terrorist group Boko Haram. The deal includes the terror group promising to lay down their weapons. And with us this morning is retired General Kip Ward, the first and former commander of U.S. Africa Command, meaning AFRICOM. Good morning, General Kip Ward.
April, good morning.
Good morning. Well, General Ward, what is really the state of relations between a terrorist group and the Nigerian government?
Oh, April, it's certainly hard for me to understand that in great detail, but as far as the characterization of the relationship, it's one of ongoing discussions, negotiations, give and take. You know, the Boko Haram has been operating in that part of Nigeria now since about 2009, and they clearly have a network there in those local towns and communities. And so the Nigerian government, throughout that time, and I'm sure now, working hard to understand, establish contact, build some rapport, not in a way that would cooperate, but to understand, to enable them to be able to discuss things and candidly come to some settlement over a wide range of areas that would allow them to have a more control in that part of the country.
April and Kip, you have to give up something. So what did the Nigerian government give up to get the release of the 270 girls?
Yes,
or what's
right
on
now,
the table?
Right now, it's hard to understand what that is. Clearly, from the standpoint of services in that region, accommodating some of their, I would say, demands, those are all things that the Boko Haram folks would want to do. Obviously, they are a terrorist organization. They are bad guys. They're bad people. They do bad things. And so whatever the degree it is at hand, clearly being negotiated, there may be some discussion of some amnesty, if you will, some reintegration of those who have been a part of that organization, that movement. So there are all kinds of things on the table that are being discussed, I'm sure, with respect to the overall situation, as well as the specific case of releasing those girls after that horrible incident occurred.
Well, General Ward, you know, a few months back, there was, especially around the time with the Africa Summit in Washington, D.C., there was a lot of talk about the missing Nigerian girls, but there was also a lot of talk as the reason why they were still missing. And they were saying that some of the onus is on corruption in Nigeria. Is that the case?
Well, I don't know if I'd use the term corruption. The collusion is a very complex situation, a very complex scenario. This business of negotiating over the years, there's certainly been claims of corruption in the Nigerian government at various levels. And dealing with all those personalities, dealing with that is clearly something that's important to do. Rooting those people out where they may exist that would be involved in corruption is clearly a part of this effort as well. These are remote locations, far away from the central government. The ability of the government to control what goes on individual cases, very, very complex. So that clearly is an ongoing endeavor as a part of the Nigerian government to affect deal with that corruption.
How many troops do the U.S. The U.S. government have over there now?
Tom, the U.S. Has advisors. A few months ago with respect to the intelligence support that was provided. So there's a handful, maybe 80 to 100, operating as a part of the command and control apparatus to help identify, to look at information, to develop that information, to interpret that information, to best understand where these Boko Haram folks are, where the girls are, to determine what locations exist, and that help determine tactics that might be available to go ahead and attain their release.
What would you say is the likelihood of a successful and positive outcome, General?
Well, it's certainly not guaranteed. And there's a danger involved in any rescue attempt, any hostage rescue attempt. There's always a danger involved. The better trained they are, the more cooperation that might exist. These are all factors that will help mitigate that threat, that danger. But clearly there is a danger involved in any rescue, any rescue attempt.
And let's be clear, for the last 6 months, the girls have been missing, and the United States, as well as other countries, have been lending intelligence support in trying to help find these girls. But, General, one thing a lot of people still don't understand, how can you steal 270 girls and not find them? I mean, in the bush in sub-Saharan Africa, how can you not find that large group of girls?
Yeah, it's certainly a very difficult task. Complex terrain. They are probably dispersed. They're moving. Whether or not they're being kept in a large group or not, we don't know. It's not known. But clearly, there's probably information that is at hand that's not in the public domain. And I think those are things that would be important as they would attempt to secure the release of these young girls.
April, the news is that they're going to release them on Monday. It's late Monday afternoon over there now, isn't it?
Yeah, but
yep, just late Monday afternoon.
They were saying an update now.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, thank you for the update, Tom. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, unfortunately, the ceasefire that was announced, there's already reports that ceasefire has been broken, so the fight continues.
Yeah, so we'll see if the deal really holds true. You know, the president of Nigeria said a couple of months ago that he was going to break the back of Boko Haram, and that has not happened as of yet. He said he gave it, General Ward, he gave it about a three-month timetable, correct?
Right, he's still working it. Not happened yet for sure.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens, and we pray for the safe release of those girls to their families and back to school. Amen. And once again, we want to thank General Kip Ward, the first and former commander of U.S. AFRICOM. Tom, Sybil, and Jay, back to you.
Thank you, Your Highness.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you, greatness.
Oh, and Morgan State won their homecoming game in the last
Praise
second.
Jesus, yes.
Praise him.
Yes, in the last 34 seconds. 21-20.
Got love Kip it. From Morgan State, General Kip?
Yes, he is.
All right.
Morgan State in the house.